Chapter 9. Jesse parked the cruiser in front of Hathaway's previously owned Quality Vehicles. The building had once been home to a Saturn dealership, but when General Motors pulled the plug, Hasty bought it for what he referred to as chump change. Jesse and Suitcase walked through the showroom and knocked on the door to Hasty's office, which was open. "It's open," Hasty said. They entered the office. Hasty looked up at them. "Am I being arrested?" he said. "I want to buy a couple of used Hondas," Jesse said, as he and Suitcase sat down. "Hondas," Hasty said. "Forget Hondas. Let me set you up with an outstanding pair of Lincolns." "Forget the sales pitch, Hasty," Jesse said. "Hondas. Vintage 2005, give or take. Two of them." "What do you want with two Hondas?" Hasty said. "Is this related to those car thefts?" "None of your business," Jesse said. "Do you have the Hondas or do I have to go to O'Brien's?" "Is he always this personable?" Hasty said to Suitcase. Suitcase smiled. "I don't have them in stock," Hasty said. "Give me a day or two. I'll get them. Who's paying, by the way?" "Board of Selectmen," Jesse said. "I knew it was related to the car thefts." "How much?" Jesse said. "Well," Hasty said, "seeing as how I have to import them, they're not going to be cheap." "Come on, Suit," Jesse said as he stood up. "We're going to O'Brien's." "Okay, okay," Hasty said. "Sit down, sit down. I'll discount them." "Hasty, these cars are for official business. I'm not here to play footsie with you over the price. I'll buy them from you only if you'll undersell the market," Jesse said. "And the transaction needs to remain confidential. No blabbing." "Blabbing? You think I'll blab about this?" Hasty said. "All over town." "You disappoint me, Jesse." "Cut the crap, Hasty. Just get the two cars. You have until noon tomorrow. The bill goes directly to Carter Hansen." Jesse and Suitcase started to leave. "I wish I could say it was a pleasure doing business with you," Hasty said. "Noon," Jesse said.